Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, for the next 2 minutes, let me give it to you, Muruti Makamu. When we look into carnality, and as I said, you find it also on the pulpits. In Psalms 56, verses 5, it says, all day they twist my words, and their thoughts are against me for evil. Their thoughts are against me for evil. This coincides with Romans chapter 8, verse 7, which Pastor Green has read, which I read earlier on, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahuwah, for it is not subject to the law of the Elohim, nor can it be. And then you go back to Psalms, you see it says, all day they twist my words, and their thoughts are against me for evil. So we see carnality also in the churches of the people. Magam.
Injalo Muruti. Injalo Mpela. Ngangifunda emini la ngisaphumulile nje. Umpostolo Paul ayala uTimothy. Athi na tell them ukuthi na those who are twisting my word, rebuke them, because I am giving you authority.
Yeah.
Because kuna bantu who will come to pulpit, beza bagqoke kahle bebahle, but the main thing, they are not there to preach the word. They are there to twist the truth. But sonta ukwayibona itrain uma bayijikisa. Kuna de anti biza kutetse needle.
Yeah.
Bafika bayithe kancane noma isiki train ayisayile. Ijika kancane nje khona lapha.
Yeah.
I say shona epitori kati beye katlong. You understand? So bayenza yibe sweet. Ifaneleke. Bayitolika ngesiGreek, bayitolika ngesiNgisi, bayitolika na ngesiHebrew. Because these people, abangabantu, most of them aba well educated teachers, aba ama schoolers abakwazi ukuyitwista into ukuthi yi favorite lento abayifunayo at that time. You understand? Anking bekise nje Muruti.
Yeah.
Uthini if ngomakamo ngiqale funeral parlor, when I pray to lo muntu ugulayo la esontweni, ngithini kuye? Uyeza uyagula phela, ngithi uNkulunkulu mphilise, ora ngithi uNkulunkulu ngiyabonga ngoba naye sengiyadla namhlanje.
Naye ibusiness.
uNkulunkulu mphilise uma mphumula, ora ngithi uNkulunkulu sengiyadla namhlanje ngiyabonga ngoba sengiphakelile.
Eish.
What is my prayer lapho?
Hey.
Yeah. You understand? What is my prayer uma ngaba maybe ngivule crash khona la esontweni? Amantombazana amithiswa khona la. Ngithini? Ngithi nkulu, ngithi I rebuke you girls, or ngithi nkulunkulu ngiba rebuke phambi kwabo Ray. Uma se emva kwabo ngithi nkulunkulu ngiyabonga ngoba se unikelele.
Hesh.
Ngizodla for the next six years umntana gaka esikoleni. Ngithi what is my prayer there? It's a carnal mind. Kunezinto mfundisi ezabantwana bakaNkulunkulu thina. But thina, for you as a child of the living God, akumelanga uzenze.
Nje.
Ziright for abanye. Yes. For abanye ziright. But for you, you know, be selective as mtana kankulunkulu. Sithini mfundisi, uma sifika ebandleni sithina, hayi ama gays masibe nawo khona da. Akuna nkinga nje uNkulunkulu uthi uyasithanda sonke, and kusebenzisa igama lele lethi don't judge. Siyalithanda lelo gama lele, don't judge. We are not judging, but we are speaking the word, and it's good to judge. You understand? Because judging is not a sin. It's good, because umuba judgmentally u judge from wrong and good. We judge lento ukuthi no, they wrong, they right. Awukho wrong uma ujaje. You understand? Sithini uma senza lokho? sithini noma select abantu phakathi kwebandla sithini uNkulunkulu ebandleni likaNkulunkulu uma ngaba even nabantu asibabeka kwekhwaya asibabeki because they deserve but sibabeka because banefiga yenyoni abanaso lesisho sikhulu lesiyana sesaka you understand sibaselecta because banefiga yenyoni uma bamile bazobukeka kahle ebantwini bangasimoshele ekhwaya la mafiga amakhulu.
Yeah. It's sad, man. Ngiyakuzwa makamu, ngiyakuzwa
mkhulu. Canal mfundisi.
It's canality indeed. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We're touching base on this, the issue about canality and how these had gone on to actually infiltrate much of the ministries and much of life perspectives and everyday living. Send us a WhatsApp, so 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. The WhatsApp is 0826572729.
Calling all first-year students and matrics, it is time to rise up. Join us for the ultimate first-year student event happening on March 1st at Hatfield Christian Church from 4:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Get ready for live music, awesome Christian workshops to ignite your passion, and a market where you can find anything your heart desires. This is your time to shine. There's no entry fee, but bring your cash for the market. Visit www.hatfield.co.za for more information. This is Epic.
All right, Apostle, let me bring this to you. When we talk of a carnal mind, I am also looking into Psalm 64 verses 6, they devise iniquity. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of men are deep. The devising of iniquities, we find these amongst men and amongst people. You train people, Gandhi, people are actually aiming at the disposing of you, hitting you where you are weak, or ganging up, just like Absalom did to David. We have such, even in the churches today, carnality seems to be prevalent amongst such. Apostle?
Hey, Joe. Unfortunately, it is the order of the day, unfortunately, Mukere, came this issue of carnality.
Mm.
You know, just what you've just read, Honano, it just shows you the condition of the heart and the mind of a person. The word of God declares for it. They've even perfected the shoe schemes, you know. So we become schemers. We become shrewd. And remember, when we're talking a carnal mind is always prone to sin.
Mm.
You know, when you're supposed to gravitate towards a righteous life, a carnal mind always gravitates towards sin. Mm. So we always choose everything and anything that has nothing to do with the word of God. And always with a carnal mind, Joe, even from just what you've read, it is so clear that you will always find it difficult to understand the things of the spirit with a carnal mind.
For it,
that's why it must just be brought down. And you need to take a conscious decision. Remember, I mean, there's a song, we were foreigners in relation to Israel. We were foreigners. You know, we're just foreigners to this gospel. Some people, they're from families where even the word of God, by the time Batomaholi Bonalera, it was probably Sesivale Babahol. So basically, you'll always struggle with a carnal mind, you know. But then, in order for us to overcome a carnal mind, we need to always, as I already suggested, as I touched on the scripture, Psalms 119, verse 130, let the word of the Lord enter you. Read it, feed on it. You know, we touch on the issue of people who are also intellectuals, you know, and we bring that into the house of God. And every time the word of God is being preached, there's always those red pens. Have you noticed? You know, this is not it. You know, get the red pen all the way. But also when you read in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 5, to six says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is the life and peace. You know, whenever I know, our communities are seriously affected by high levels of depression, high level of anxiety, high levels of panic disorders. It is crazy. And unfortunately, you know, Joe Herukola, Renakud Kreke, Nosa Kreba, Tvarin, Baba, Nadi Depression, Akit. Now I don't remember. But now, because we want everything that the world is pushing and pursuing and putting in front of us, and when, and then, but remember, the world will give into the nam. So now we want that, and when we don't get there, Joe, then we get affected, revert down. We think Mudumu does not care about us. We get depressed, and there's the anxiety. We don't have peace. But where we have read in the book of Romans, Eric, to be spiritually minded, Joe, is to make sure your life is a life of peace, over at peace. But Baba Nalin Canali, Tivanali Canal mind, give out to Bama Ferrefer, give one hour to it. Boriki Tivan, Tivan, Napana, Napa, Gitivan, Tivan, but Bacanal. And you know, I was listening to this other guy, Utibega Kolo, and as a child of God, he made up his mind that Kuguti, Mayo Sonte, Gunesinto Zamasigo, that he was not willing to part with. And I pull it that he will not even allow Abazalwan, Uguti Bamtel as a stock. But you know, just as you can pause there and think a little bit, Uguti Uti, Bang Egav Mele, Abazalan Bam Stop, Uguenza Lesinto, that which he knew they were wrong. So, I mean, it's not necessarily him saying he was not going to allow Abazalan. In essence, he was also saying, was not even going to allow the word of God to go to him again, to confront this carnal mind. Because the problem starts when we close our mind, we close ourselves, and we don't want the word of God to confront this mind, to confront this lifestyle, to confront this attitude. Yet we are saved, but the carnal mind say, be comfortable drinking wine. Oh, Jesus made wine, isn't it? The carnal mind say, yes, we are called, but no one is perfect, isn't it? So you can struggle with sleeping around here and there, you know. Yes, you are a child of God, you are saved, but it is okay to struggle with gossip and slandering others. That's the carnal mind. And yeah. And when you block the word of God from confronting Leoma Timone with carnality, we will continue to live ungathi asikholwa and nursing abantwana baka Nkulunkulu. So we need to move from a level where let's into they subdue us, because a carnal mind is a mind that say you are subdued by self. When you haven't said any final word, there will not be peace in the church. You know, that's a carnal mind. Good when what you say must go, even regardless of the word of God. You know, the individuals like that. How about let's see what they say? You know, they expect it must override the word of God. There are people who have gone so far, and yet they're still in the church, so far out from the grace. And we're doing all sorts of But like as I'm saying, Muruti, the problem begins when we shut ourselves out and we don't allow the word of God and God and the spirit of God to confront the carnal mind, to confront these things that you have embraced. And unfortunately, where even good has become evil. The carnal mind say evil is good and good is evil. As long as we born in the ubabas banban was gupi, now you wanna practice it here. One man of God, somebody came abuya somewhere, and then abare king wana hai wamukereke unaiti le lo chaka wana wana baba tama yamba chaka di kereke take off it. Afitare muruti kitwa kai kai, and this is what I keep told by yet, and I think it's a brilliant idea. Muruta, is it in the Bible? If it's not in the Bible, Bona, keep it there. If you feel you're comfortable with other doing, please feel free to go.
Amen.
Definitely, Joe, the kind of thing, it takes things from the world, it brings it into the world, into the house of God, and we want to make it the order of the day.
Yeah.
So we have thrown out the window, you know, the godly order. Dagam Kulunkulu, I say ko, Bazalan, Unkulunkulu, ask the to be honest and allow the word of God to confront this carnal mind and confront this attitude of almost self-seeking. You know, we have this attitude of self-seeking and self-serving. So if anything ever I propose, as long as it doesn't serve you, when you're offended, you are ready to take your family to the next church. Simple as that.
Yeah.
That's what people are doing these days.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, Muruti Makamu, and Pastor Green. We are touching base on this, the issue of a carnal mind and how carnality has wormed its ways even amongst us.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Welcome back. We are talking about a carnal mind, what it is even all about, and things to take note of when it comes to carnality and how it continues to express itself even amongst us these days. Pastor Green, what comes to mind, you know, when we talk of carnality again, you know, this I have been saying to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and also Pastor Makama was saying this in Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. It's quite sad we see these things. Let's take calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Rayo.
Hey, Putwami.
Labantu, they are negative, never enjoying anything. You cannot mind the other race, Abantu, but peeling a fear. Banga Veledonga in, what are they worried about next week or what, or next day, with Banga Veledua in? But the Baham, they buy a good in young, or we are taller into Ezaba Vigel. Born an emindeniabo, footing as the motto Zabo.
Sure.
Kodwa zini moto nawungena uthola ukuthi lapha na kufaka phambi lapho kumira kufaka amabhodlela. I-carnal mind le they believe yabo ukuthi lezo zinto zizobavikela. Because abantu they are not enjoying real joy in their mind, by the way. Carnal mind ibona yonke into ilungile. Labantu abafuni ukulaywa, ukukhuzwa. Futhi i-carnal mind yenza abantu babe izideleli.
Yeah,
babe izideleli. Futhi izwi masifunde lapha ku Proverbs 15:12 lithi, isidelele sithandi ukusolwa, asiko abahlakaniphileyo. Ngoba labantu bahamba nabantu abayi bad company, abantu abangabakhuzi, abantu abazothola i petrol emlilweni. The devil is controlling mindset yabo, nemicabango yabo. Carnal mind, that is where wisdom battery. Because unbelief will lead to disobedience. And unbelief, let's read Romans 1 verse 17, it is. Ngokuba ukulunga kwaNkulunkulu kwambulwa kuko kuvela ekukholweni, kuyisa ekukholweni, njengokulotshiwe ukuthi olungileyo kuza kuphila ngokukholwa. Nabantu laba nawuza kubo uthe manje uJesu Kristu wathi not that I understand my God. Kepha manje ukuthi fanele ngichoose between uJesu Kristu nabo baba omkhulu bami.
Yeah.
Angitshela ukuthi ngikhule ngale zinto ekhaya, fanele nginike le zinto lezi. Ngiye manje kule nto kuJesu Kristu. Bayizideleli, abacabangi nabazi baphendula nje brother Ray. Kepha masikhubeke sihlole livangeli, brother Ray, singapheli amandla. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise God be glory.
Thank you so much, my friend. Blessings to you. May the Father grace you with more, sir.
May the Father grace you too and the family. Nabo bonke abafowethu lapho.
Glory
God
to the
glory.
All the time. Glory to the Father. Awuzeke. Awuzeke.
Ngiyabonga. Pastor Masama fundiswane.
Awuzeke. Awuzeke. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And you're touching base on this carnal mind, what it is even all about, and much of the times, how this has permeated even those who say we are the church. Pastor Green, I was looking into this, you know, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. In Proverbs 23:7. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You know, we should check our mindset, because carnality is also in what we call philosophy, the mindset where we make up our own formats of culture and interpretations of traditions, the manners of doing things, behaviors and daily conducts. We need to be careful on these ones. What say you, sir? Okay. Funana no Pastor Green. Let's hope you are taller.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Pastor, we continue with this topic. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Being carnally minded. Hallelujah. Mm. Yeah, this is one of the devil's great weapons, Pastor Ray, that the devil is using. You know, he get people first to be carnally minded. Then it's easy for him to get his ways through that person. Because nothing happened, Pastor Ray, if it didn't come through the mind. Everything that happened, it comes through the mind. That's why even God said in the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the other translation, God say, I know the plans that I have for you. Then another translation, God say, I know the thoughts that I have for you. So everything that happened, Pastor Ray, it comes through the mind. Now, for the devil to achieve what he wants to achieve, he has to get us in a place where we can be carnally minded, where we cannot think properly, where we cannot see things spiritually, that we may see things carnally. The devil has blinded the minds of the people. Hallelujah. The devil has blinded the minds of the people. There's a verse in the Bible where the Apostle Paul say that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened. Hallelujah. So in other words, the eyes of our understanding can be blinded and it can also be enlightened. Hallelujah. I want to read the verse here, Pastor Ray, from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read from verse 3. Just hear what the Bible say here, Pastor Ray. But even our gospel is veiled. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In other words, when I read this verse, Pastor Ray, those that are carnally minded, they are busy perishing. They are unaware that they are busy perishing. And in their eyes, they are thinking they are right. Now just hear what verse 4 say. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Hallelujah. Whose minds the God of this age, when we talk about the God of this age, we talk about the devil, have blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Hallelujah. That is one of the reasons that people don't believe the gospel that we are preaching, Pastor Ray. Because they are blinded in the mind. Hallelujah. There's people that go backwards and they cannot even see that they are going backwards because they are blinded in the mind. Look, for example, at the person that drinks too much alcohol every week or every day. That person is going backwards but is unaware. He cannot see, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Because he is carnally minded and is blinded in his mind. He's blind. He cannot see properly. Hallelujah. You know the other thing I want to say, Pastor Ray? To watch pornography, that's also a carnally minded. Hallelujah. That is a big weapon of the devil. Hallelujah. That confuse a lot of people. to be carnally minded, Pastor Ray, is when, you know, you everything that is like, for example, love, the opposite of love is hate. Hatred will be right for a person that is carnally minded. He don't even see that he is wrong, hallelujah, because the eyes of his understanding is been blinded. He's blinded in his mind, hallelujah. Sure. That is what I want to say, that the mind of the people is blind, hallelujah. They cannot see where they are going. For example, Pastor Ray, there in the book of Galatians chapter 5, there's a good example there. A good example. I'm going to read it for you, Pastor Ray. I know it's a long verse, but I'm going to read it for you. And then you will understand what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
The book of Galatians chapter 5. Just hear what the Bible says from verse 18.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the Lord, but it's all right. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Hallelujah. In other words, if you're led by the Spirit, your mind is spiritually. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh, in other words, the carnally works, are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you beforehand, in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who practice these things are carnally minded, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. There's no ways a person that is carnally minded can enter the kingdom of God. There's no ways. Hallelujah. You have to be spiritually minded and understand what the word of God is saying. You know, there was a time when Jesus was speaking to the disciples, and the disciples asked Jesus, why are you speaking in parables? Jesus said to them, you are blessed that you can understand the mysteries of heaven. But those people don't understand the mysteries of heaven. A person that is carnally minded, Pastor Ray, he do not understand the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. Now just hear Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. This is now the Bible talk here about a person that is spiritually minded. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. So what I say this evening, Pastor Ray, is that carnally minded people, they always want to be in war. They always want to fight. Hallelujah. And those people are always fearful. Remember the Bible says in the book of Timothy, God did not give us a spirit of fear. God gave us a spirit of love. Hallelujah. So we have a sound mind. We don't have a carnal mind, hallelujah. But those people that practice all these things that we have read from, Pastor Ray, they are carnally minded. And it's very hard to go to heaven with such a mind. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. We are back after this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good and is gracing you mightily. And of course, we are touching base on this, the issue of carnality, what carnality is even all about. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Quite a lot of them that have come through, and I really appreciate. Let me start with you. Mara says, the horses of Egypt are carnal, not spirit. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 16. The battle every day, the battle is fought in the spirit, and the carnal does not survive. The carnal, the so-called clever farmhouse, do not make it. We worship our Abba like our Lord Messias, Jesus Christ, is in spirit and in truth. That is why our Lord died. It is done. All the glory to God. Mara, I hear you. All right, Dolly, you're saying hello, man. Dolly, hello. Mara is coming back and saying the Canal House is a divided house and it will not stand. Snares and gins are set out in the carnal world every day in the spirit other than the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I hear you, Mara. I hear you. All right. Bab Philip Masango, after a jiffy.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Pastor Masango says, Nyengos, Romans 8, 7, carnal mind, ugunaga kwenyama, kungubutha kuNkulunkulu. Ngokuba awuthobeli umthetho kaNkulunkulu. Said indeed, ngokuba the Bible states that ngezinsuku zokugcina kuyohlubuka nabakhethiweyo bakhe. Eish. Yeah. And then Priti Mabaso says, good evening. In my church, most of the members are not earning much, so the pastor suggested that they can pay whatever they can as their tithes. Is this statement correct? Absolutely not. All right. Absolutely not. Okay. Linda V says, good evening, my pastors and listeners. Another element is the pulpits lately. Pastor Ray mentioned about the one who says Jesus doesn't want the 2000s. I saw that post and I was disgusted. Another one I heard a few days back, and it's on socials. He says, my girl, I'm your pastor. I say to you, do not marry a man you have not had sex with. I'm your pastor. Listen to me. This right behind the pulpit. Imagine if Amakhamente go on this world or the pastor. Hey, my daughter.
Hey, man.
Hey. James. These are the things we hear, man. These are the things we hear. It's quite sad. It's quite sad. And Pastor Masango, I think I've read this one. Mara says, soldiers of the cross of Jesus Christ, full armor, the sword and the shield, know your Bible. Life and death, Lulu's song, so apt. Oh, wow. Mara, if you knew how I feel, man. Eish. Yeah, but she's no longer with us, Ululu, for quite many years now.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Babongani! All right, it looks like Babongani Agazwagali, something has happened which is not supposed to happen. I don't know. Let me see if I can cue him again. Yeah, it looks like I got him on the computer now. Babongani!
Mr. Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners, I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, carnal mind. Carnal mind is a mind that is self-focused, selfish, and unrestrained by God's law. It's a mind that's dominated by the flesh and its desires. We find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 11. Carnal-minded is to be more worldly than spiritual. It can also mean to be human. Carnal-minded people live to satisfy the flesh desires, seeks to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We find that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. These longings is an empty pursuit that can never satisfy and that leads ultimately to condemnation and death. We find that in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, which says, for the wages of sin is death. Inkokhelo yesono ikufa. And for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Carnally minded includes any sin that is of carnal.
Let's hold it there with Ubabongan. Let me take this call. Hello there. Hi. Greetings to you, ma'am.
How are you, my brother in the Lord?
I'm very well, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, I can hear that you are having a topic about ungodly mind.
No, we are talking about a carnal mind.
I mean, a carnal mind.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, a carnal mind is a mind that is ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
When you are so ungodly, here is the word.
Yes, ma'am.
Here is the word that I like to bring. I've got so many verses, but in the funda, I'm a verse, I'm balwanyan. I start Psalm 43. It, oh God, declare me innocent and defend my cause against the ungodly. Deliver me from lying and evil people. Because there are people out there who lie. Abati, you look, gant umuntu, axi leonto. So that person, ugu carnal mind, that person is ungodly. And here is the word of which and can we letter. You will Romans chapter 1, verse 18. 18. God's anger is revealed from heaven against all the sin and evil of the people whose evil ways prevent the truth about God being known. You know, there are people out there who are preventing us as the children of the Most High. These people are so ungodly. You know, when sometimes I try to speak to you, the phone is not is not been put through. So these people are prevent uti. It's in isolagankulunkulu. So that natural uti mina. That person who cannot mind. That person is ungodly. And another word that the last word that I will bring is Jude. Jude is in chapter 1, Kela. Ibu verse 15. If verse 15, to bring judgment on all, to condemn them that for the godless deeds they have performed and for all the terrible words that godless sinners have spoken against him. You know, people are so godless. Their carnal mind, right? Because of they speak things that are not supposed to be spoken. A pulpit. You know, according to me, a pulpit, you have to bring the word of God, not to speak about any other thing other than the word. So if you bring something that is out of the word of God, meaning that you are ungodly, you have a carnal mind. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank
Good
you.
Good evening. These are the words that I have heard.
Thank you so much. We appreciate, let's see. I will start again and do justice to what Babongane has been saying, and I will start it afresh. Babongane, I'm starting it afresh.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, carnal mind. Carnal mind is a mind that is self-focused, selfish, and unrestrained by God's law. It's a mind that's dominated by the flesh and its desires. We find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 11. Carnal-minded is to be more worldly than spiritual. It can also mean to be human. Carnal-minded people live to satisfy the flesh desires, seeks to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We find that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. These longings is an empty pursuit that can never satisfy and that leads ultimately to condemnation and death. We find that in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, which says, for the wages of sin is death. Inkokhelo yesono ikufa. And for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Carnally minded includes any sin that is of carnal, sensual, and physical nature, sexual immorality, gluttony, drugs, idolatry, witchcraft, lust, envy, hatred, pride, wrath, strife, greed. Life in the spirit and following God's ways brings abundant life and peace. A child of God keeps his or her mind focused on the things of the spirit. A true believer's mind is set on the things above, not on earthly things. We find that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. To overcome carnally minded is to develop the mind of Christ and become spiritually minded. We are to set our minds right to the disciplines of God has given us for our faith, walking in the Spirit. We find that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 26. Prayer is essential because it comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We find that in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Bible study. Bible reading often inhabit our understanding of God and his purpose for our life. The Holy Spirit must be allowed to encourage and to guide us into the truth of Scripture and its intention for our faith. We are also to love God and man. Loving God and man is our life. It is the law from God. A life of love empowers the children of God in their fulfillment of the law. We find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 4. I thank you, God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
May the Father grace you mightily also. Pastor Green, your final words. What say you, Pastor Green?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to Jesus, Pastor Ray. Mm. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, we continue with this topic, the carnal mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, Pastor Ray, the other thing is, sometimes the carnal mind is even behind the pulpit.
Aha.
Even behind the pulpit. You hear pastors are preaching. They are not caring about whether people are going to heaven, whether people must be born again, whether people must be saved. The only thing they have in mind to make this gospel so easy and simple that a church must be full. That's all they care. They don't worry about anything else. Mm. You hear sometimes a pastor can say, do what I say to you, but don't do what I do.
Mm.
So you ask, what is the pastor doing that I must not do?
Mm.
You understand? Those kind of messages, Pastor, mm. Pastor Ray. Where pastors can have a price tag on offerings. I mean, that the offering is a willing offering coming from your heart. You cannot have a price tag on that. You cannot tell people how much to offer. But it happened in the time that we live. Hallelujah. Mm. You know, so many things. Jesus said to the disciples, you have freely received it, and freely you must give it. But now today, Pastor Ray, there's many things that we have to pay for. Hallelujah. For you to get healed, you have to pay. For you to speak to the pastor one-on-one, you have to pay. For the pastor to pray for you, you have to pay, Pastor Ray. So those are things, I think that is carnally minded things. Those are things that are not in the line with the word of God. That is not what God wants us. And it's not what Jesus even instructs us to do. Hallelujah. Mm. Now, in short, Pastor Ray, I just want to say this to most of the Christians, hallelujah, the Christians that's on the platform today. You know, sometimes what we must do as Christians, we must examine ourselves.
Mm.
We must look into our own life, hallelujah, and see and take the word of God and see if we are still in line with the word of God. Are we still doing what God wants us to do? Are we still following what God wants us to, where God wants us to follow? Because there's so many things that happen in this world, Pastor Ray. So many different things that happen. And sometimes because we are not spiritually minded, we cannot see the wrongs from the right. We think that the right is wrong and the wrong is right because we are carnally minded. So God wants us not to be like that. God wants us to be right. Look, for example, at the people in the world. If you meet somebody today that drink too much alcohol, you can tell him it is wrong. He's going to tell you, no, it's not wrong. Jesus has made wine. You see, the thing is, the people is carnally minded, and sometimes pastors agree with these carnally minded things. As long as a person can come to church and give money in the church, the pastor don't worry. I met one day a Rasta man. I was speaking to him, and I said to him, you know what you are doing is wrong, because I know those things are destroying people. He said to me, no, this is the only herb from God. It gives you sense of knowledge. So you see, Pastor Ray, he's carnally minded, he's confused, and he thinks that what he's doing is right. He thinks what he's saying is right. Hallelujah. You know, even in the Bible, when we read about Saul, the first king of Israel, Saul wanted to sacrifice to God, but God said to Saul, destroy the whole Amalekites. Destroy everything, even the little babies. Let there be nothing left. But Saul came back with fatted calves, with nice things, even with a kid.
All right, somehow we just cut there, but I get the gist of the matter. Thank you, Pastor Green. I appreciate. Now, let me give you 2 minutes each to conclude. And Christ knows, you know, the thoughts of mankind. Matthew chapter 9, verses 4. But Yahusha, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? Carnality is an evil of the heart. And we need to be careful about that. Take your minute, Pastor Makamu.
Mfundis, in a kingdom, the word of the king is finally a funny debate. So whatever unkulunkulu ayikhulumile kwezwi lakhe, wena as isebenzi sekingdom uyindlulisa njengoba injalo. Abantu uma bayithatha, abathathi izwi lakho, bathathe izwi lenkosi. Uma futhi abayithathi futhi, akusuhuwe bangakuthathi, inkosi abangayithathi. So speak the word. That is the reason umpostolo Paul uti ku Timothy, study to present yourself to God, a man approved, who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly divide the word of truth.
Yes.
So whatever unkulunkulu ayikhulumile, I think debate, I think addition, I think subtraction is pretty right. I see kulumene njengoba injalo, and not just kuyikhuluma, but let us do the word.
All right.
To God be the glory.
All the time. Apostle, let me bring this to you. Your final comments also there in a minute.
My final comment, I'm going to leave our listeners with the word of God, Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says that we were made alive because we were dead in our trespasses and also in our sins, and we were walking according to the course of this world, you know, according to the prince of the power of the air, you know, and when we were like that, we are fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we are by nature the children of wrath just as others. So we must remember that we have been liberated by Christ. And if we have been liberated by Christ from our trespasses, we must live like people with a renewed mind. And for us to do that, we must remember the word of God in the book of John chapter 8, verse 32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let us keep pursuing the truth. Let us embrace the truth. Let us live the truth. As we do so, we will subdue a carnal mind.
Absolutely. I want to thank the both of you. And next week, we are going to be talking about self-will and rebellion. Self-will and rebellion. We are going to talk about it. The cunning ways of self-will and rebellion. Apostle, thank you so much. Much blessings to you. Wait, tada.
Thank you, Muruti. Thank you so much, Brayaka, and our listeners, Pastor Makamo, Pastor Green, and our listeners. It's been an utmost pleasure to be on this show.
Thank you
wonderful
so
much. Wonderful weekend. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Wonderful weekend to you too. And of course, also to Mfundisi Makamu, thank you so much. Much appreciated, my friend.
Inkomo Mfundisi, sikwemba simikatekisi ngopfu swinene. Pastolo mikateka na n'wina, Pastor Green kateka ni vayingiseti hinkwavo.
Hey, waze wangikhumbuza leyi ngoma vathi mikateko.
Outpike.
Yeah. Thank you so much, my friend. We talk again the coming week. Much blessings and much more blessings to you. I wish you were in the province. You would come and join us this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, on the Sabbath, and also on the first day after the Sabbath.
It's just going
to be one beautiful convocation of saints in thanking the Father. But Guzalo. Stalunga. Inkomo.
Inkomo mikateka ngofusunene.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the calls, the WhatsApps. Thank you very much for the voice notes. Thank you for listening. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. From me, Ray, Tuda, Rabah.
657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.